Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending February 5th, 2021. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaica's new beach policy designed to increase access and improve maintenance of public beaches. Pernell Charles Jr., Jamaica's Minister of Housing, Urban Renewal, Environment and Climate Change, provided details of a draft policy meant to improve access and maintenance of public beaches on the island. According to Charles, the policy targets improving access rights to the foreshore, the area covered and uncovered by water. He also noted the government has committed to ensuring locals and visitors have access to good quality beaches. The new policy is part of the government's move toward the implementation of more sustainable practices. Jamaica slated to receive COVID-19 vaccines mid to late February 2021. Dr. Christopher Tufton, Jamaica's Minister of Health and Wellness, stated that the government has been informed by the COVAX facility that Jamaica will receive between 146,400 and 249,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine by mid to late February of 2021. This means about 125,000 Jamaicans may receive the vaccine by the end of February or into early March. Frontline workers like nurses and doctors, followed chiefly by those 60 years or older, will be eligible for vaccination. If additional vaccine supplies are received, the ministry will be able to provide about 450,000 Jamaicans with shots by the end of 2021. This week's Caribbean news. Proposed constitutional changes debated in Haiti. Haiti's government is considering several proposed changes to overhaul the nation's constitution. Officials plan to present the proposal to voters in time for the pending referendum scheduled in the face of growing unrest. Public meetings will be held across the country over the next 3 weeks prior to the April 25th constitutional referendum. This will be the first such referendum held in Haiti in over 30 years. One of the most significant issues of debate is the omission in the draft that states a president cannot serve more than 2 terms without mentioning whether those terms can be served consecutively. The draft also eliminates the requirement for those seeking to be Haiti's president to have lived in the country for 5 consecutive years prior to the date of a general election. This change would allow those in the diaspora to run for president, an activity that is currently banned.
When you feel for those hearty soups and stews, think Grace Soups. Need some extra flavor in your rice? Think Grace Soups. With a variety to enjoy, they're the warm way to make your dishes delicious. Grace Soups. Share the warm.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Jamaican-American lawyer, first black woman to head ACLU. Deborah Archer, a Jamaican-American lawyer and law professor, has been named as the first black woman to lead the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU. She replaces Susan Herman, who left the post after 12 years in office. Archer is an experienced civil rights lawyer, scholar, and teacher who began her career as the Marvin M. Karpatkin Legal Fellow at the ACLU. Archer has been an ACLU board member since 2009, as well as general counsel and member of its executive committee since 2017. Archer's parents are Jamaican immigrants, and she attended Smith College and Yale Law School prior to joining the ACLU. She noted that the organization has been part of every significant civil liberties battle since its inception, and that it is committed to continuing that legacy as it enters its second century of operation. Archer added that she's excited to get to work in her new role. This week's business news. Small business owners in Clarendon benefit from JSIF investment. In Clarendon, the operators of 14 small businesses have received $2.2 million in equipment to improve their businesses from the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, or JSIF. The initiative was facilitated via the Integrated Community Development Project 2, which also impacted 7 communities and 511 small business owners across Jamaica. According to Omar Sweeney, Managing Director of JSIF, the COVID-19 pandemic emphasized the need for investment in entrepreneurial ventures. He noted that with a small investment, the local economy can be made stronger in the face of COVID-19 as people are more dependent than ever on their local businesses. Polly Ann Bailey, Secretary of the Treadlight Youth Community Club Benevolent Society, thanked the JSIF for supporting Treadlight, and the youngest recipient of the equipment, Nicholas Grant, 23, expressed appreciation for the deep freezer and water tank that helps him in his poultry farming business. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Remix of Shaggy's It Wasn't Me to feature in Super Bowl ad. Shaggy, who first released his song It Wasn't Me 21 years ago, will appear performing a remix of the hit in a commercial for Cheetos Crunch Pop Mix, which will be aired during the third quarter of the Super Bowl on February 7th, 2021. He posted the 60-second commercial to social media ahead of the game. It features Ashton Kutcher catching his wife, Mila Kunis, orange-handed, with Shaggy encouraging her to deny it by claiming, "It wasn't me." Shaggy's video has received 100 million views to date. The song is considered Shaggy's breakthrough recording and is his highest charting record. This week's sports news. 7 Jamaicans established top scores at junior collegiate meets in the U.S. A total of 7 Jamaicans set leading times at junior collegiate competitions in the United States this past week. 5 established National Junior College Athletic Association leads at the Region 4 Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference Invitational in Pittsburgh, Kansas. They included Courtney Lawrence, who set a new personal best in the shot put with a throw of 18.92 meters, a distance that also set a new Cloud County Community College record. In addition, Tyrese Reed of Barton County added a top mark with a new lifetime indoor best of 1.52.62 minutes to win the 800 meters. The former Edwin Allen star, Kayan Green, won the women's 800 meters with a new personal best of 2.14.28 seconds, and Anaya Ashley's mark of 5.74 meters tied for first place in the long jump. Former St. Elizabeth technical hurdler, Dashinelle Dyer, turned in a 60-meter hurdles time of 7.94 seconds. 2 other Jamaicans took leads in their events as well. Nikisha Privy, former Veer technical runner, set a personal best of 55.39 seconds at the Herschel Neal Invite, while former Buff Bay High School jumper Romaine Beckford of South Plains topped the men's high jump competition with 2.15 meters. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a weekly news summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. until midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.